And to beat myself up because I have no concept of my own self-esteem. Now, in that process, what happens then is we then start to become emotionally sick. Because the spirituality, if we don't have good spirituality, leads us to emotional sickness. And our emotional sickness means we begin to act out that behavior pattern. We begin to act out that lack of self-esteem. We begin to act that out in all of our behavior patterns in life. So we take on a very distinct personality when we are emotionally sick. That personality, I love using in addiction. It's a very simple personality, but it's the personality of what I call king or queen baby. And it works like this. I want what I want when I want it. Give it to me or I'll beat you up. I demand it right now. What I do is I use my emotions to use other people. I use my emotions to get what I want. Instead of using my individuality and my personality, I base everything on emotions. So what I do is I get into self-pity, I get into anger, I get into frustration, I get into guilt, I use fear, I dump it on everybody else, it plays back and forth, and I begin to play this emotional baby game. And it means that I'm regressing, not growing. And most of us in this emotional stage of our addiction are what I call pre-adolescence. That's how pre-adolescent kids are. And we can't make that step into adolescence and then into adulthood. So what happens is we stay stuck. And here we are now, we have adult bodies, and we're growing as adults, and we have all these basic childish concepts emotionally. And as a result, we can't express ourselves and we can't be ourselves, and it's scary. So we are emotionally sick, and it tears us apart on the inside. It's scary. So as a result, we run around like a little child, like a little boy, a little girl. We can't make changes. We can't make decisions. We can't grow. And we're scared, and we're guilty, and we feel bad. And so as a result, we stay stuck in that. We're mired right into addiction. We don't even know it. Because we never look at addiction from an emotional and spiritual perspective. We only look at it from a physical perspective. And so what happens is, if you begin to tear yourself apart spiritually, you tear yourself apart emotionally, and you begin to put yourself down, you begin to act and live in this emotional area, you're living every day when you wake up, you're living in fear and you're living in guilt. Now watch what happens. The addiction will then move to the physical level. You will then begin to experience what I call physical symptoms. Because your body is out of sync emotionally and spiritually, now your body begins the addictive process of beginning to get sick and beginning to break down. Our body talks to us constantly. Our body is an expression of our fears and our guilts. So as a result, our body then begins to break down physically. For example, some of the basic areas we can talk about in physical addiction, one of the major areas is malnutrition. Isn't it amazing when you look at our society and look around you? You realize in the past 25 or 30 years how many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of fast food chains have developed? Because what has happened is we have begun to become a society that lives around addiction. So as a result, what happens is we very basically, because we don't have a good emotional and spiritual self, physically we start to malnutrition ourselves. Our body starts to break down. We don't take care of it. We also experience things like high blood pressure. You know, migraine headaches, different things to this effect, all kinds of tension and pressure, stress-related diseases, cancer, things to this effect that are happening right now. All these things are examples of the high stress and the emotional level that we operate on instead of that deep, simple spiritual level. So as a result, all these things are the chasers. They are the things that lead us. They are the things that are the effect of our addiction. They tear us apart tremendously. In the physical level, then we choose things like drugs or alcohol, or we compulsively overeat. We choose things like gambling. We choose addictions, fanaticism things, things that will keep us from dealing with the self and developing the self. So as a result, our body is not dumb, by the way. Our body knows us very well. If you listen to your body, you'll learn and you'll grow. But your body says to you, hey, I am tired of the emotional stress you're putting me under. I am sick and tired of you beating yourself to death. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to fall apart. We take a look at our society and the very many nervous conditions, the psychiatric conditions, people that are constantly in emotional turmoil. And as a result, we begin to see that's an end result of not being healthy emotionally and spiritually. So addiction progresses. Unfortunately, if we don't deal with our addiction on a physical level, it will then begin to grow.